Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to the Fitness for Humans podcast. Sorry I haven't seen you guys in a few weeks here. My schedule has actually overnight just gotten insanely crazy, but I will continue to try to pump out some episodes when I can manage to find time. Happened to find a little bit of time today to put something together for you guys. So here we go. One thing I want to discuss today, guys, is keeping it simple. We talk about so many things ad nauseum as far as, you know, things that we can do to help improve our life and achieve our goals, sometimes in quicker manners, sometimes in safer manners. But what I really want to discuss here is just ways to make things simple for yourself as far as if you're somebody who, maybe doesn't want to put the energy into what it takes for a lot of the muscle growth or a lot of the quick improvements. This is something that you can just start doing every day that, you know, it's already part of our daily routine or should be, we can kind of build off of and keep ourselves in a healthy state, because so much in this country, you know, we live such unhealthy lives and unhealthy lifestyles, and we eat unhealthy food. You know, this is the natural conventional food that we have available to us is obviously concerning, and doing some things to take some steps, simple steps, to make improvements on that is going to go a long way for our health. So first thing I want to discuss, guys, is making sure that we walk every day. Okay, walking helps aid in digestion, but also can assist in fat burning. We've kind of discussed earlier as far as, you know, the ways that our body utilizes energy, and a lot of times going into low heart rate, steady state cardio is the best way to make sure that our body goes into a fat burn as opposed to burning protein and basically breaking down our own muscle and bone density. Walking, I've said in the past too, I'm going to address this head on. You know, one of the things I've said in earlier episodes, and I think in the first season, was that, you know, I've made a point that just walking is not enough if you're serious about making big steps in your self-improvement, and I stand by that statement. But if you're somebody who, you know, is just looking to lose a little bit of weight or maintain a weight and feel a little bit better as far as your energy goes, walking really is one of the best things that you can do. So I didn't make it sound like I downplayed the importance of walking when I said you need to do more than walk, because that was not my intention. The point I was trying to get across was that, you know, if you're serious about self-improvement and you want to make important gains that are going to go a long way for your body, obviously I would suggest doing more than walking. But for the sake of this episode, and as the sake of keeping it simple for people who are looking for simplicity, walking is not something to be undermined. Whole foods. Now, we've discussed this as well in the past, the importance of consuming mostly whole foods, having a 80 to 90% whole food diet, with, you know, 10 to 20% being some of the other things that maybe are easier, things that we'd like to have. Typically lower calorie density is found in the whole foods, which is why I promote it so much, and the overall health benefits as well, having not a lot of the added things in it which contribute to some other health issues. You know, a lot of times added salt or, you know, added sugar. So whole foods is going to go a long way as far as, you know, making sure that you're getting the sustenance you need while keeping your calorie density, calorie intake down. Focusing on protein intake, we've discussed that as well, guys. And the important thing with consuming protein, if you're leading a simpler lifestyle as far as, you know, maintaining your health, is that it's going to help with your satiety. Your body uses more energy to break down protein through the digestion process as well, but also helping you feel fuller so that you're not feeling like you've got to crave things or snack on things as much. So protein is going to, making sure that you focus on protein is going to go a long way with you. When I put together diet plans for people, I tell people, you know, obviously if you're looking to lose weight, the important thing is to make sure that you know your resting metabolic rate as far as your calorie intake, and then you get as much protein or as close to a goal as you have. And what I tell people minimally is to get 0.8 grams per pound of body weight. That's a minimal as far as maintaining, just, you know, when they're in a weight loss mode, just to make sure that, you know, they're doing the right things for their body as far as helping maintain a lot of the good things that are going a long way as far as maintaining their health. The resting metabolic rate is something that is a base metabolic, is a base calorie for everybody. It's going to be different for everybody, but it's basically like say you do nothing all day. You do nothing but sit on the couch and rest all day. The resting metabolic rate is the amount of calories that you will burn just sitting there doing that. So like for somebody like me, I'm 5'9" and I'm 165 pounds. My resting metabolic rate as a standard, mine's probably higher than this, but based on the formula that they give, that usually applies to most people, mine would be 1,400 calories a day. So if I ate 1,400 calories a day and sat on my butt all day, I wouldn't gain any weight, because that's what my body would need to maintain, would be 1,400 calories. And so I tell people to consume around what their RMR is. That way, any extra that they put in is beneficial to, it's kind of like an extra. So that's where their calorie deficit will come in, based on how much work they put in. However, like I said, we're talking about keeping things simple. So, you know, how that ties in with protein is basically helping with your satiety, so you're eating less calories, and then eating whole foods as well to maintain a lower calorie density. One important thing, guys, that applies here is getting sunlight. Okay, this is something that's just readily available to all of us, unless you live in Great Britain, and it is something that is going to be very beneficial for you. Okay, vitamin D is so important for a lot of things for our body, and most people don't get enough of it. So this is one of the things I'd recommend supplementing if you don't go outside. But obviously, it's just a recommendation. I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. But vitamin D is good for bone and cell growth. Sunlight actually helps promote your mood by helping reduce depression. If you're somebody that has a little bit of depression, a little bit of sunlight can go as far as aiding in that. I'm not saying it's a cure, but it will aid in that. If you're getting the right amount of sunlight, you will sleep better. Okay? Somehow that ties in with that. Blood pressure. This one is kind of interesting. As you get sunlight, your body releases nitric oxide into your bloodstream, therefore helping your heart health. So something good to kind of know there. If you have an issue with blood pressure, make sure you're getting your sunlight. It can help with anti-inflammation as well as metabolism. Now, the metabolism thing, that's funny, because I'm not really sure how it works scientifically as far as increasing your metabolism. I know that your body works a different way to prevent any further skin damage the more sun that you get. So somehow that has an indirect correlation with your metabolism, but I can stand as proof that in the summertime comes around, I'm in a sports league, and when I'm outside involved in the sports league and I do a lot more of my cardio outside, I've noticed that it's easier to get weight off when I do a cut when I'm outside in sunlight. And so there's obviously something very much to that metabolism claim. 15 to 30 minutes a day of sunlight is what's recommended, depending on your skin tone. So if you have lighter skin tone, you want to be on that lighter end, closer to 15 minutes. If you have a darker skin tone, you're more tan, you definitely want to be on the closer to the 30 minute a day for your sunlight. So the fifth thing that kind of rounds this out is getting good sleep. Okay, 7.5 to 9 hours a day is what is recommended. This is good for brain health and focus, helps with your immune system, and supports weight management and growth through recovery. So making sure that you're getting good quality sleep is going to be vital as far as how you're feeling and how you recover from just overall living processes. I mean, things that we go through day in and day out, good sleep is going to be very helpful to keep us recovering in that. So we've got over five things, guys, that are really important as far as keeping things simple: walking, whole foods, protein, sunlight, and sleep. That is as simple as we can possibly make it, and that is a flat line, bottom line, bare minimum that we should be doing if we're looking to maintain any type of health. If you guys cannot manage to do any of these five things, then you're not taking your health very seriously. So my recommendation would be to try to incorporate these things. The hardest thing I know is the calorie, the calorie intake part. The nutritional part is so hard. And the way we've gotten accustomed to eating in a Western diet, switching to focusing on whole foods is probably the most challenging of all these things. But at the same time, at the end of the day, I mean, it's really not. We've discussed ad nauseum in the past about how we need to surround ourselves with success. And that's where, making sure that when we're going to a grocery store, we are looking at whole foods, okay? You stay away from those center aisles that have a lot of the processed, things, the white breads and the box, hamburger helper boxes and things like that, things that come in packages. If you've got to read an ingredient label on something to find out what is in it, then that's something you should just put right back on the shelf, guys, because obviously, that's not a whole food, because, a whole food is, exactly what it, explains it to be. So some things that we can do to kind of build on the simple ways that we start with our health journey. Starting with your five basic things as far as your walk, your whole foods, your protein, your sunlight, and your sleep, you never want to forget those five things, no matter how advanced in your journey you become. But your next step after, say you've done all that and, you're in a state where, I have good energy and I feel like I can do more, I want to be more, I want to do more. My next step that I would recommend any client would be to do at-home plyometrics and medium intensity cardio, something that kind of takes some things to the next level a little bit. These are going to be good for balance, endurance, and stabilization, which will lead you into your next step, which would be some light resistance training. The big thing to focus on when you're doing light resistance training is to focus on just light weight for reps so that you can perfect your form, okay? Controlling weight, building up more endurance, and perfecting the form. Because once you perfect the form, then that will help prevent injury for your next step when you go into some more heavy weight training, which will be obviously what you'll need in the very end if you are looking for growth. But that's not to undermine the original five basics that we've already gone over, because, I mean, that is going to be the key to a long and healthy lifestyle long term, no matter what stage of life you're in as far as your growth or improvement. Those five original basics are going to be so vital for you. So I want to recap the episode here, guys. First and foremost, most important thing of the episode is remember the five basic things. Walking, all right, 10,000 steps a day, or 30 to 45 minute walk after your final meal, if that's the way you pursue it. Focusing on whole foods, focusing on protein, get 15 to 30 minutes of sunlight per day, and make sure you're getting 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep per day. That's going to go a long way for you guys. Strive for improvement always, okay? Even though we've talked about these five steps, and these should always be incorporated in your life no matter what stage you're in, look for ways to improve, because in the end it's going to make your energy better, as well as your strength and the things that you're able to do. And then, you know, don't rush or feel pressure, okay? Go at your guys' pace. As long as you have these five simple things down, you really are doing enough for your health to maintain yourself long term. So as long as there's not any other underlying issues that are going on, these five things are going to keep you alive for a long time. So hopefully this has been beneficial for you guys. If you had any questions about any of this kind of stuff or not, hopefully I'll be seeing you guys on a more regular basis here. But like I said, my schedule is filling up quite rapidly, so it's been tough, but I'll do the best that I can moving forward. So I make no guarantees, but hopefully I'll see you guys next time. Talk to you later.